In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. With gas prices reaching new highs in the state, Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she's met with Republican and Democratic leaders in Lansing.
Conversations are ongoing. I am optimistic that we're going to find some common ground and be able to give people some relief at the pump. I know people are hurting. It's been tough. I've offered a number of solutions. The legislature has their own ideas. We're trying to negotiate so that we can get something done and give people some help.
Senate Republicans have approved a bill to suspend the state's 6% sales tax and the 27 cent per gallon tax on gas until September. The governor has proposed $500 rebate checks. High gas prices are having an impact on police agencies. Isabella County Sheriff Michael Main says they've used up their fuel budget.
Well, our fiscal budget is, ends in the 1st of October. Our new one begins in the 1st of October. So, we're sitting here in June, and that line item has exhausted itself. We knew that was coming. We've been busier than past years. It's been very taxing, and with the increase, it has affected us.
As a result, Maine says they'll handle more or less serious calls over the phone. They'll go out on calls with active suspects or a deputy is needed to manage the situation. Meanwhile, in Berrien County, Sheriff Paul Bailey tells us his agency has not had to scale back operations due to gas prices, but he suspects the county administrator will have to make some adjustments to the budget for that. Bailey says the sheriff's department has 25 patrol calls, plus a variety of support vehicles for detectives and the jail. They budgeted $3 per gallon gas for the year. Turns out it's not even close. Bailey says the department hasn't scaled back any patrols or any other services, but this is something county leaders will have to figure out when the time comes. The U.S. House on Wednesday approved gun reform legislation that would raise the age to buy some assault rifles to 21, and among the five Republican representatives to vote for it was Congressman Fred Upton. The Protecting Our Kids Act would raise the age to buy certain semi-automatic rifles to 21, create new offenses for selling large-capacity magazines and gun trafficking, and create a buyback program for such magazines. The Hill reports Upton was among five Republicans to vote for the plan, a day after Upton told our newsroom he would likely support banning assault rifle sales to those under 21. Republicans voting for the package with Upton were Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Chris Jacobs of New York, and Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. The package passed the House 223-204, with two Democrats opposing. It's not expected to pass in the Senate. Upton told us the Senate has taken the lead on gun reform. The House bill will likely die there. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.